This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. This is for Thursday. One more day. It's Friday.
Yeah, we're so blessed to see you guys wanting to learn more about the Lord and strengthen your relationship with Him. That just blesses us.
It does.
The combination of a positive attitude and energetic effort is part of the mystery of our cooperation with God.
Well, that is.
I love the word mystery.
Yeah, we back this up with Philippians 3:12-14. Mm-hmm. And let me say, whenever we'd love for you, if you have the capabilities, write these scriptures down as we read them. And maybe later on, you know, you read them yourself and see what God says to you.
Yeah, apply them to your life. Put them in first person.
Yeah. Philippians 3:12-14. I don't mean to say that I've already achieved these things or that I've already reached perfection, but I press on to possess that perfection for which Christ Jesus first possessed me. No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it. But I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us.
Right.
Man, there it is.
It's all there.
What's your attitude?
Mm-hmm.
And what's your actions?
Mm-hmm.
What is Paul saying here? Paul's saying to keep pressing on. Yeah, we're not perfect. And no, we've not achieved it. You know, we're not achieving perfection. There's only one that was perfect, and that's Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
But forget your past and go forward. That's the attitude we need to have.
Mm-hmm.
Forget that junk, man. Throw it in the trash can, turn on the disposal, chop it up, and let it go. And go forward.
Mm-hmm.
Go forward to what lies ahead. And what lies ahead? The prize.
Mm-hmm.
And that prize is to be in the presence of the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings.
Mm-hmm.
That's the action. So we have attitude. Forget the past. We have action pressing forward.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I tell you what.
Our attitude also comes from what we're thinking about.
That's true.
You got a bad attitude. What is it that you're thinking about?
Or what are people feeding into you
mm-hmm.
that you're allowing to think about?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, someone can say something to you at work or on the street or cut you off in a car. And if you let it, it'll ruin your day, man. You'll think about that the rest of the day. You'll tell 15 people, you won't believe this guy that cut me off. You'll say that at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, 4 o'clock. You won't believe this guy that cut me off. You get home with your wife. Honey, you won't believe this guy. Forget it. It's done. Okay? Press on, man. Keep going forward. You know?
You know, some people can bring negative energy into the room. I know that I've mm-hmm. been guilty of it. And we were just having this discussion. Yeah. 9 times out of 10, it's really what I'm thinking about.
Yeah.
You know, what are you going, you in the room and you size everybody up. What do you, if there's a critical, judgmental spirit, that's going to come out. You know, that person's got some negative energy coming off of them. You can just sense it.
You can.
You can just feel it.
Or facial expressions, the way you stand, the way you walk. Are you folding your arms or your hands in your pocket? Do you seem disinterested? I mean, people pick up on that, you know. You don't have to say something for people to pick up on your attitude.
Yeah, people
you can just
feel
walk in the room.
They can feel your thoughts.
Yeah, and the same is you can walk into the room and they can sense how awesome it is.
Yes.
And the light that shines from
yes.
you. You know, a great example of that is Teresa's mother, who recently passed away, Jean. We could walk into the room. She had Alzheimer's. And she, towards the end, she didn't really know who we were or anything. But you could walk into the room, and she would light it up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she had this smile on her that would just say to you, everything's okay. She could just smile at you, and everything else would be okay. Even the people who took care of her said, we love your mother's smile. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just so awesome. You know, it just makes us feel better. Yeah. Even in her worst state, she was showing the attitude of Christ. Mm-hmm. Man, I'll tell you what, that says a lot. Mm-hmm. That says a lot, you know, and what a wonderful, wonderful, awesome lady that Jean Samsel is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Thank you.
Not past tense.
Yeah.
Thank present you. Tense, because she's with Jesus.
Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. Yes, she lived her whole life to be where she is now.
She sure did.
Anyway, so I like to be in the same room with people. You know, we'll have get-togethers and think, oh, so-and-so's coming. Man, they're so fun,
yeah,
and they
funny.
Just add so much. We just never know what they're going to say, never know what they're going to do.
Yeah.
That's such a joy, and I want to be remembered that way.
And if someone does come into the room, maybe has a negative attitude,
yeah.
Why don't you go up there and put your arm around them?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, you okay today?
Mm-hmm.
You want to talk about
mm-hmm.
it? Just want to let you know, man, I love you.
And that may be why they're acting like that, because they think no one does.
That's exactly right. Say, hey, man, we love you. And more importantly, God loves you.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to talk about it, I'm all ears, man. I'm here for you. You know, we've seen people... When we're praying for them, for instance, let me give you a good observation here. My wife mentors a lady, has been mentoring with her for over a year now, a year and a half. And she took a picture of her when she first started mentoring her. And then she took a picture of her recently. It's a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
The transformation that God has allowed this girl to go through.
Mm-hmm.
It all has to do with her attitude.
On the inside.
Yeah, on the inside. And her actions on the outside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just a reflection of what's happened on the inside.
That's why a combination of the positive attitude and energetic effort, that's the mystery. Because that's when God steps in and goes, okay, you're doing your part. You got a great attitude inside. You're showing actions that you're trying to get better. I'll step in now, and you're going to really see changes. You're going to really see a miracle happen in your life.
Mm-hmm.
I say amen to that. When you witness miracles, that's when you just go, wow.
Mm-hmm.
If that can happen to that person, why can't it happen to me?
Well,
it can.
Yeah, and a couple of attributes that she has is it takes humility,
mm-hmm.
which the Lord gave her, and a teachable spirit. And the things that were suggested of her, not only would she do them, but she would come back when having done more.
Yeah.
And what was propelling her to continue with an action like this was because of the results that God was in the work he was doing for her on the inside.
That's right.
That's what kept her going. That's what keeps her in it. Keeps her reconciled to him.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, the first step of getting your attitude and your actions right is by giving your life to Christ. That's it, man. That's where the beginning is. That's the beginning of the tape. Like if you see those guys in the Olympics, you know, they're in the starting blocks. That's the starting block right there. When you give your life to Christ, then you propel and you start running that race. Just like Paul said, run the race to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling you.
Mm-hmm.
He's calling you today. Will you accept it? Will you give your life to him and start letting him control your attitude and actions? We pray you will, and maybe you thought you had, and you're realizing, my goodness, how come I can't get this right, man? You know, how come I just can't get it right.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe you didn't give your life to him with a sincere heart.
Yeah.
So if you've never done that, we ask you to pray right now with us and know that you're saved. Lord Jesus, please come into my life. Lord, I know that you were crucified on the cross, that you died, that you rose on the third day. And because of the cross, you say my sins are forgiven if I ask you to forgive me of my sins. Lord, please forgive me of my sins. I want my attitude and my actions to reflect you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, thank you. And this is what, Thursday, honey?
Yes.
This is Thursday. And here in a couple of days, You know, start picking out a church to go to, and just ask them, you know, if they have a mentorship program. Love for you to be able to walk beside someone at least the first year with this awesome new walk with Jesus.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we'll talk to you tomorrow on Friday.
Yeah.
And until we do that, just continue to just check out your attitude and your actions, mm-hmm. and keep living it up.
Robbie Gang again.